This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat ended the day at 564 and three quarter, down two. December wheat ended at 572, down two and a half. March wheat ended at 579, down three and a quarter. September corn yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade ended the day at 430 and three quarter, up one and a quarter. December corn ended at 441 and a half, up one and one quarter. March corn ended at 451 and a quarter, up three quarter. August soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1026 and three quarter, up one and three quarter. September beans ended at 1018 and a quarter, up two. November beans ended at 1018 and a half, up two and a half. August soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $365.20, up $3. September meal ended at $357.10, up $2.40. August meal ended at $352.80, up $2.20. August soybean oil yesterday ended the day at $31.66, up a penny. September oil ended at $31.73, unchanged. October oil ended at $31.81, up a penny. And September oats yesterday ended the day at 255 and three quarter, up a quarter. And December oats ended at 267 and three quarter, that was up a half. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with soybeans lower on concerns over exports. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 2 higher at 390 to 407, while soybean bids were mostly 8 to 9 lower at 990 to 1034. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 cents at 394 to 415, and soybean bids were down 9 at 1010 to 1037. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents higher at $4 up to 422, soybean bids down 8 to 9 cents at 1013 to 1033, while the wheat bids were 4 cents lower at 477 up to 512. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 cents lower at 1055 to 1065, basis steady ranging from 30 to 40 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $377.20 to $390.20 per ton. That's up an even $5, with basis steady at $15 to $28 over the August. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at $4.14 to $4.31, with basis steady at $16 to $1 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $4.12 to $4.21. Basis also ended mixed on a Wednesday at 18 under to 9 under September. Soybeans down 8 to 9 cents at 10.25 to 10.37, with basis steady to a penny higher at option to 12 over the August. And wheat prices on Wednesday ended 4 cents lower along the river at 4.92 to 5.02, with basis steady at 75 under to 65 under September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 higher at 435 to 436. These same elevators place their soybean prices 9 to 12 cents lower, with quotations at 1054 to 1055. Soft wheat sharply lower on Wednesday, ranging from 512 to 517. And Milo ended 1 to 2 higher at 480 to 481. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $4 up to $4.15. New crop soybean bids range from $9.44 to $9.83. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.01 up to $4.16. New crop soybean bids at $9.75 to $9.90. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from $3.96 to $4.15, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from $9.60 up to $9.86. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July hogs ended the day at $80.47, up 55. August hogs ended at 75.30, down 62. October hogs ended at 64.97, up a nickel. August cattle yesterday ended the day at 147.02, down 12. October cattle ended at 150.22, down a dime. And December cattle ended at 152.27, down a nickel. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 215.32, up $1.02. September feeders ended at 213.62, up 82. October feeders ended at 211.62, up 80. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 15th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 82 cents lower in the range of $69 to $78, with a weighted average carcass price of $76.30. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 37 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $49 to $53. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,347 head. And now for the recap from the United Producers at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 401 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $149.50 to $154.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, $139 to $146. And choice slaughter heifers, $149 to $153.50. Now moving on to Fairfield. They had receipts of 141 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, $148 to $153.50. Choice slaughter heifers, $147 to $152.25. And on to the slaughter cows, they had some boners bringing $108.50 to $118.50. And high dressing were $119.50 to $127. Some premiums were bringing $131.50 to $133.50. Breakers were $109 to $116. And leans were $104.50 to $109. Now for the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 285 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $148 to $150. Choice slaughter heifers, $148 to $150. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 421 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $82.55, and that was 72 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $234.94, that was $1.10 lower. And select carcasses at $233.71, that was 25 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 104,000. That compared to 109,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was 420,000, that compared to 418,000 last week and 397,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Thursday, July 16th. This is John Michael Marty, special guest today. We've got Andy Theriak and Judy Probst and Alan Kasten. We're going to talk about Hillsboro's 20th annual Old Time Tractor Show. That's a long title, but that's something that's been going on for a long time, and people have been having a lot of fun. It's going to be out at Lake Hillsboro Park. And Lake Hillsboro Park in Hillsboro, Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th. Welcome, folks. And Andy, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
How on earth do we get to Lake Hillsboro Park for somebody who doesn't know how to get there?
Well, it's, you can get there about two or three different ways. You can go up Main Street and go down Main Street past the fire department and go down the big hill, turn to the left, then back to the right, then you'll see the sports complex. Before you get to the sports complex, turn to the left, and if you get that far, you can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
You're going to see a big sign out there.
Yeah, if you get lost, just follow the signs.
Yeah, okay. Right. You got signs,
just,
all right.
You can follow, and also it's just past the golf course.
Just
if
past
anybody
the golf
is a
course?
Golfer, it's just past the golf course, yes.
And then you can come
on top the hill.
And then if you're coming from Route 16 from Nokomis, you can just turn right there at the flower place, so
right.
I always say that lakeside
right.
there.
Yes, and turn there and go that way.
Cross the tracks and follow that road until you see the golf course sign. And
that's correct.
Right there.
That's correct.
Okay, so it's going to be the old time tractor show, and how did this thing get started?
Well, back in 1996, when Whitten
Harold
Whitten, he wanted to get something started, so it was. Sponsored by the Main Street Partners, and it was on Main Street for the first 2 years. Well, okay. The second year, well, both years, it was really hot, you know, really, really hot. And the second year, they'd repaved, and the pavement was sticky, and so we asked to move it out to the lake. So that's when it started. So it went to the lake in 1998.
They have shade trees out there.
We have trees. And you know what? We've been there long enough that these little freshly planted trees are really getting pretty big.
Well, I can believe that. So after a couple of years downtown, you move it out to the lake. And how has it grown over the years? Because now it's more than an old-time tractor show. You've got a lot of other things going on.
Well, we keep trying, that's for sure. Yeah, we've had over 120 exhibits last year, and we usually have about that many. We never know. You know, you don't know who's going to come.
It just depends on the weather.
The weather has a lot
well,
to do with it.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes.
Alan, I noticed on the flyer it said antique machine demonstrators wanted. What do you usually get out there?
Well, a lot of times Jansen's and some other people, they bring, sometimes we get a small thrashing machine. We do thrashing, and then they also have a silage chopper and chop silage, and there's other different things that demonstrations that they do out there too, so.
You do, get
there's
an old
always,
steam
there's
engine.
Always something going on. No, we haven't had a steam engine, but
we'll have
maybe,
to find
maybe
one.
In a future.
We would sure yeah. like to have one. I think those are so yeah. neat.
It would be good. Then we want to get a big bucket of water and do our sweet corn with our steam engine
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a rope maker?
A rope maker,
oh, is that
yeah.
Right?
One guy's going to make a rope maker for the kids, bring
oh,
one
really?
Of those,
okay.
yeah. We're hoping, I think he's also going to bring a barrel train for the kids that you pull behind a lawnmower and give kids rides.
Oh, okay.
No charge.
We just have to cut up some.
You get a lot help. Of old lawnmowers out there, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get last, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, the lawnmowers have been, you know, a big hit because, well, for one, you know, the expense of buying trailers and stuff, you know, a lawnmower's a lot easier to haul than a bigger tractor, but
oh sure.
It seems like 4 or 5 years though they've really we've gotten quite a few. I think 1 year we had what like 40 lawnmowers.
I believe so. Yeah, and when we do the games, we don't not only do tractor games, we do lawnmower games. So the even and kids can hop on the lawnmowers and do games.
Yeah. How about the pedal tractors? I mean, those things have been around forever. I bet that's a big group too.
Marty, I want to tell you something about that pedal tractor.
Okay.
Alan's dad, he's the one that officially starts them. And he tells these, it's like the Indianapolis 500. You're kidding. If you never see anything, I mean, those kids, they stand by their tractors and they look at Arlen, and Arlen says, "Are you ready?" And he said, "Are you sure you're ready?" And they all shake their head and everything. And when he throws his hands down, they take off. And I tell you, those little kids, they just pedal 90 miles an hour, it seems like. But they look forward to that every year.
Oh, that's amazing.
And we got prizes. Judy,
yeah, we've got prizes for them. You know, I usually give them a $2 bill, and we got some other prizes. And the winners get trophies. You know, trophies is a big thing for little kids.
Oh, trophies are a big thing.
Jim Lowen, I think everybody in the county knows Jim Lowen.
Right.
But he donated money for these pedal tractor races, but they're going to have to do it in reverse. Now, that's going to be
reverse.
Oh, that's going to be
that could be interesting. Could I don't know what Jim started, but we'll see.
Leave it up to Jim Lohman,
We're going to talk more in just a minute after we take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about what you're raising money for. Back with part two on our farm show for this Thursday. We've got guests in the studio today, Andy Theriak, Judy Probst, and Alan Kasten. And we're talking about the 20th annual Old Time Tractor Show, taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at Lake Hillsboro Park. It's easy to find. You go out to the lake, drive by the golf course, and follow the signs, and you'll run right into it. The tractor show has a really deep purpose, and the purpose is to raise money for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. You know, fighting cancer is kind of like the way these old tractors have come up over the years. What you had 50 years ago, certainly not as good as what you have today. Not the technology, not as pretty, but right now we're a lot further along through efforts of people like you guys who are doing things to raise money to help. Cancer's ravaged an awful lot of our friends in Montgomery County. And I'm sure that over a period of time, there is maybe a lot of people that have maybe been eased a little bit with easier trips to the hospital or some help when needed because of what the Cancer Association has done. What we wanted to mention is that this particular event, going on for 20 years, this year has raised about $3,500 towards the Cancer Association. Like to hit four. How can people help? How can they donate?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had a lot of good friends. And these two pedal tractors you're going to see out there Saturday and Sunday has been all around Montgomery County. They've been down to Greenville, which we've done super down there. We've been over at Carlinville, which we've done super over there. And we've been to Pawnee up there and done real good. And in Farmersville, we have done, a lot of people have bought a lot of tickets. I've got people come up said, Andy, I don't need that pedal tractor, but here's $10. And we've got some tickets in there that's not got their name on it, but if that ticket is drawn out, it's give to a kid that's got cancer, or boy or girl or something that's got cancer.
That's good.
And I've been fighting this for, I've been doing this, about 5 years we've been doing this and everything. And it's like I say, cancer is like these old tractors. You take back when they come out in the 40s, there was not that much cure for cancer today, or I meant back then. But today, every year, we get a little bit closer and closer and closer. We got an old boy, I know Roy Hurdle and stuff like that. If this would have happened back to him in the 40s, he probably wouldn't be here with us. But Roy's a fighter and everything, and with the new technology and everything, Roy would probably be around another 50 years or so.
Well, he certainly
I enjoy it. I'll worry about one.
Alan, you do have a little bit of sponsorship from the Farm Bureau. Tell me what they're doing for you.
Well, they help sponsor us. They're our main sponsors. We have a lot of other sponsors out there, too many to name, but they also donate to the Tractor Club. And, without them, too, Farm Bureau can't sponsor the whole thing, but they are our main sponsors that really help us out. So, much thanks goes to the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.
Both days, if somebody gets hungry, you're going to have breakfast and lunch. The Saddle Club, Luck and Buck's going to help you out there for that. And the hours are from 9 to 11 for registration. The games start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think the pedal tractor races sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, Beth, we're going to stop around 2 o'clock and do that for the little kids.
Okay. So the 20th annual Old Time Tractor Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of July at Lake Hillsboro Park in Hillsboro. Andy, Judy, Alan, thank you very much for being our guests today.
Got everything.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
If someone would like to bring their tractors out the day before on Friday, there will be someone around, and they'll be watched all night long. We have people that stay out there and watch the tractors so nothing is bothered. So If you like, that'll, you know, whatever works for anybody's schedule, we will be there, and just come on out.
And somebody will be around by these cute little tractors to sell raffle tickets.
Oh, yeah. We'll be selling them all weekend.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, good luck, and I hope we get a show over 4,000, and I hope you have a great crowd.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for being part of our farm show today. That's it for this Thursday. We'll be back again tomorrow.